It is 8 minutes past seven, and here with what it says in the papers is John S. Doyle.
The continuing trial at the Central Criminal Court of Richard Satchwell, charged with the murder of his wife Tina in 2017, is the main story for the Irish Examiner, the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Sun. The papers report at length on the video recording of an interview he gave to Gardaí, which was played in court yesterday. As the Examiner reports, Satchwell told Gardaí in that interview, "Once I started the lie, I couldn't stop," after admitting he had buried his wife, who he called his beautiful Irish Rose, in their home in Youghal. He has pleaded not guilty to murder. For the Irish Daily Mirror, the top story is the reality TV star Kim Kardashian, who took to the witness stand in a court in Paris yesterday to give evidence about the theft of over €5 million worth of her diamonds in 2016. The Irish Times leads with a warning from Junior Minister Neil Richmond that promised tax cuts in the budget may have to be jettisoned if the European Union fails to secure a tariff deal with the United States. He said the shock to global trade from US tariffs had left the Irish economy in a tight situation. There is much coverage in the papers of Donald Trump, author of those tariffs, on the first trip abroad of his second presidency, where he signed a $142 billion arms deal with Saudi Arabia. The papers note that he was accompanied on the visit by Elon Musk and executives from Google, Boeing and Amazon, and that the Saudis have pledged to invest $600 billion in the US. The Irish Independent reports in its front page lead that the state has spent over €4 million on an IT system that has failed to tackle bogus firms. John Mulligan writes that companies flouting the law are free to continue operating after the company's registration office conceded that it will be the third quarter of this year before its IT system will be able to perform automated strike-offs. The Irish Daily Mail reports that cuts to payments for pledged accommodation for Ukrainian refugees mean that the state may have to pay millions more to house them in hotels, guest houses and bed and breakfasts. This is from internal documents which the paper says it has obtained. Craig Hughes quotes the Integration Department as having suggested that Ukrainians could make a top-up payment to their hosts to bridge the gap rather than have the tenancy terminated, but that this was between the parties themselves. The Independent is getting into the Eurovision mood with the picture of the Irish contestant in the song contest, Emmy, on the front page. Inside, Kirsty Blake Knox reports from Basel in Switzerland on the first semi-final, which took place last night. She says it tore along with high-octane dance routines performed in silver parachute pants, sitting next to heartfelt ballads and catchy earworms.
And the second semi-final is tomorrow night, featuring Ireland's entry. John S. Doyle, 11 minutes past seven.